Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. This is a very complicated topic, as we're going to get into it. You know, the thought that we won't have the ability to reproduce naturally much longer is very contentious, and it's scary, frankly. Why don't we talk about that? So what is the 1% effect? You've mentioned this in the book. What is that exactly for the listener?
So when I saw the first of all, the rate of decline of sperm count from our 2017 study, just to go over the numbers, the samples were collected between 1973 and 2011, right? 39 years, say 40 years. And in that time, mean sperm count dropped from, it dropped 52%. So 52%. Wow. Cut in half. And that's about 1% per year, right?
Yeah.
50% in 40 years, just a little. Okay. So that's the rate at which it's going down. And then, and we'll go back to what that number refers to, by the way. It's not the whole world. Okay. Mm. So then if we go to fertility data, which anybody can do, I recommend it to you. You go, just put in Google World Bank fertility data. You get a very nice interactive map. Mm-hmm. And that map tells you the number of children born per woman or couple. And you can query it by year, by time, and so on. And what you see is that number dropped between 1960 and 2019 by 50%, which is, again, 1% per year.
Mm.
And by the way, that is actually true pretty much everywhere. You know, people have this image that, well, in the poorer countries where people have a lot of children, fertility is not declining. That is not true. If you go into that map and you put in any, say, African country, you'll see the decline is actually steeper there.
Wow.
So anyway, 1% per year of fertility decline. And then if you look at a very important driver, I feel, of this, which is testosterone, there are fewer studies, but there are a number of studies that have looked at testosterone pretty carefully over time. And those studies demonstrate a decline in adult male testosterone of about 1% per year. And then if you turn to the woman and look at the miscarriage rate, again, no meta-analysis, much fewer data. However, where it's available, and we talk about that in detail in the book, where it's available, it's going up at about 1% per year. And then there are other related factors such as testicular cancer, male genital birth defects, premature ovarian failure, erectile dysfunction increasing in young men, and so on. So if you look at how fast these things are changing, they're all, nothing that's going like five times as fast or half as fast. They're all in the same, I would say, order of magnitude. And so what I say overall, summarizing this, is that reproductive health is declining at 1% per year. So that doesn't sound like very much, 1% per year, 1%, that's not very much. That's what people say about climate change, right? Just 1 degree, well, who cares? Well, we do, don't we? We care now about that 1 degree, and we know what it means. And the same thing is true with the 1% effect, because 1%, you know, over 10 years is 10%, and over 50 years is, we're cut in half. We're cut at the knees, right?
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.